Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit. And of course, we are talking about pride. What it is even all about. Vulismota, I was reading this one, 75 verses 4. To not deal boastfully means don't deal with pride. Whatever it is, or msebenzi, or your business, I tell you pridely. And then it also says, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. You know, what comes to mind? Fundisi, Lord
Jesus, he gave us a very clear warning in that. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, he said, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from the Father in heaven. And whatever that you are doing, ungabi ngumuntu osikhukhumezayo, no postayo, just to be seen, ukuthi you are doing things. Uthi by that, in fact, pride, it hinders, Mfundisi, our relationship with the Father. It affects in a negative way because God hates pride, resists the proud. So, Uthi Jesu, in whatever that you do, okay, uzihlole, in other words, examine your motives in everything that you are doing. And understand, I'm not doing this because I'm serving the Father or I'm just showing off. Because if boast, I'm going to say, to showing off, I can do this. In other words, it's all about me now. And usufuna ukuba uthole lolo dumo, uzikhukhumeza and self-promoting. That is pride, Mfundisi. So, iyabulala ubudlelwane bethu noNkulunkulu, and pride is so deceptive in such a way you will even find people best born as bangcono, because you know, in the eyes of God, we are all the children of God.
Hold it there, Muruti. Hold it there, Nkosi. Let's welcome Salome. It's been a while. Salome!
Hello!
How are you doing?
Hello, children of the living God.
Greetings to you. Welcome. It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while. Papa Ray,
yes,
the subject, the topic, pride.
Yes.
Hey, young thing, Papa Ray, if pride, eya wisa utatani ezumi. Bosa umtana kankulunkulu uba nge pride, mara utu umtana kankulunkulu. Unama uba bako utatani.
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah, it's all. So, almost open the Bible, Pastor. We are poor, my life, Saratin. I have a good reason about Matelo and Maru Petty Bible. Uti and Untana Kulunkul. Ukukumele. Jesus was meek and humble.
Yeah.
How come you say Ulandela Uche, so Obega meek and humble when only pride? You are a liar.
Yeah.
Your father is a liar.
Hey, Matot.
And ya kumbula pasare wa usa iyo I pride.
Yeah.
So how come mandala bangkulu kulaba ne pride? Please think twice. Ubaba unamanga mautu ubaba kunkulunkulu une pride. Ngiyabonga pasare. Good evening.
Same to you. Thank you so much, Salome. All right then. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Mfundisi Mota, you were saying.
Mfundisi, taking off uku kumakama aketo kulunya ngumama. You know, uma une pride, you will even bengisasho earlier ukuthi in the eyes of God, we are all the children of the Most High. Singabantwana bakhe, uma isibheka usibuka ngokufana. For the fact that you are holding a certain position, it does not make you better than others. Bepha uNkulunkulu singabantwana. You know, we need to have that kind of the heart, meekness, ukusithoba nokuthobeka nokulalela izwi likaNkulunkulu. And when one has a pride, Mfundisi, it is so difficult and impossible ukuthi aze afundiseke.
Yeah.
Akafundiseki umuntu one pride. Proverbs 3 Proverbs 13 verse 10, it says, only by pride comes contention, but with the well is advised with wisdom. Ushukuthi umuntu othobekile uyakwazi ukuthi afundiseke, because umuntu one pride uthi I know it all, you know, uba naleyo nto leyo ukuthi I know, angangitshelani, angangifundisa yini into engayifunda kuray. You know, that is pride. Mfundisi, kanti uthi Jesu uthi ijoko lami lelula. When you speak of the metaphor of the joko, ngikhule mfundisi ngelima ngenkomo, uma uyibophela uyayuthathe the one who is trained, the cattle, the one that is well trained, and you use the yoke and train the other one. Because if those beggar lazy not train one, I'll yapuga each yoke. So Jesus, oh, nina nonke nsindwayo, nen patel, come to me because my yoke is lighter. In other words, come and learn from me because I am so gently and I am so meekly. So nitobegile. So come and learn from me. But a pride is senza ukuthi singakhuli in the spirit, mfundisi, because we refuse to learn. And we judge the people by saying, but yini into engayifunda, kukhonzela emkhukhwini noma etendeni, hayi kunebandla lalirilele le kude angako eyintabeni, yini into engayifunda la. So by that, ngenxa yaleyo pride, the message uNkulunkulu bekakuphethele yona ukuthi izokusiza, because of your pride and you harden your heart, you don't hear it. And Satan works on a pride. A pride, it leads to destruction. We are our people.
Hey, we're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you say regarding this. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Kom vra jou vraag. Kom deel jou kwellings. Kom ervaar die lewe op 657 AM.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Mina kudala ngamuzwa ukhosi yazi kudala ngingamuzwa. Khosi.
God come first. God come first. My neighbor is second. I come last. God come first. God come first. My neighbor second. I come last. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Enyake nomusha Nkosi yami
tuninje
is compliments Nkosi yami hozi eThekwini ngiyabingelela Nkosi yami bobaba bami oh Nkosi yami and listeners egameni lika Jesu muhle uNkulunkulu selokhu sigcine nonyaka ophelile amaround ngikhona Nkosi yami niyazike emzimbeni kaNkulunkulu ziba busy ngalendlela but nje nisenhlizweni yami oh what a lovely topic namhlanje hey into eyinkinga nayithinta indaba isona esikhulu esiletha zonke izona eyikhona la isona sokuphakama elithi zikaNkulunkulu wenye indawo uJehova akabathanda abantu abazidlayo kodwa those who humble themselves Jehova will lift them up kodwa laba abayiphakamisayo bayothotshiswa. So that's the first foot. You must be very careful. That's the sin. Futhi esikhulu esenza ukuthi vele omubi sitha uSathane azibona mkhulu kunoJesu ezulwini, azibona mkhulu yazi njengengelosi ebekade Nkosi yami iHoly Praise and Worship yawo wazibona nje akhukhumele ngalendlela ukuthi nje Nkosi yami yimi iso nje isono nje leso. Unfortunately sesingene Nkosi yami ngishema abandleni ngiyamthanda ubaba esaphumule lapha inceke kaNkulunkulu ikhuluma nokuthi yazi nje ipride imosha ngisho Nkosi yami naku industry corporate world yabuya ngisho emndenini egameni lika Jesu khona nje umndeni ilunga lomndeni nje mangakafiki yena kumelanga kwenzeke izinto manje ukuphakama lokho abanye abantu nabakhona akumelanga kwenze izinto mele nje izinto kube uye nje zonke zivele ngaye ukuphakama lokho emsebenzini umuntu aphakame nje afuna ukuthi yonke into egameni lika Jesu hey inkosi yami hey abe recognize abanye abantu akabajabulela ama achievement wabo ama promotion abanye abantu akajabuleli ufuna kube uye huye angisaphathi ke enkonzweni endlini kaNkuluNkulu emzimbeni kaKristu hey inkosi yami kunama group akhona egameni lika Jesu awuthi awubingeleli ubani omunye uma umbingelela umbheke emehlweni ha ukuthula mzalwane omunye haleluya awumbi ngeleli ngokumbheka ubingelela nje handshake udlula omunye mawumbingelela umbheke enyaweni awuyenzi eye contact awuhleki kodwa kwabanye uyahleka ha ubancwele yey inkosi yami yisu sono leso inkosi yami esiletha zonke izona inzondo kungena inzondo kungena ini kungena umona kungena ini ngoba icale la ekuphakameni egameni lika Jesu kunabantu ongahambi nabo ongazi associate nabo endlini kaNkuluNkulu awuhleki nalabazalwane uyigroup nje naye into ama group nje ukuphakama konaloko ngoba phela siwumzimba futhi sina sesithengwe ngegazi linye awu bangcwele kwase top iNkuluNkulu ngathi angasiza ngisasho lomhlabelela ukuthi God come first my neighbor second bese I come last ngiyathanda izwi kaNkuluNkulu malithi shaye ngathi haleluya omunye mkhulu kunawe that's a sign of humbleness amen so uNkuluNkulu anibusise uNkuluNkulu ngathi angasiza endleleni siyibandla lakhe inkosi yami ukuthi hey abazidlayo inkosi uJesu akabathandi pride nje ayikazi imsebenzi lomntana kaNkuluNkulu futhi pride nje nawe as an individual awuyindawo ngepride omunye nje uyaphakama omunye ipride yakhe ikhona nale dangerous ngiyayibona le evelayo khona nje ipride dangerous haleluya ipride is silent ngandlela ukuthi umuntu uphakeme awu bangcwele amen akafuni nje yena nkosi yami ufuna njalo wena umbingelela akakwazi ukuthi yena kubingelele ah njalo wena uyamgotsamela njalo mele umbingelela yena akakwazi ukuthi akakubona kubingelele kuyi pride kona lokho awu bazalwana omunye akakhuluma une pride nje ubona ebusweni ukuthi une pride lo muntu uncela ngisho ukukhulumisa ipride kwakonaloko uzibona nje wena uright ufuna bakukhulumise kodwa wena ubakhulumisa abantu so nje ipride nje iyazi nje iyinkinga ngendlela emangalisayo but siyamthemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi uma uyingcwele uzohamba afinyelela lisize ibandla lakhe ukuthi inkosi yami kube lo naloyo ashaye ngathi mncane kunomunye amen uNkulunkulu anibusise radio pulpit ngiyabonga abafundisi bami pastor Ray and the team ngiyanthanda kakhulu ngisakhona eThekwini eGagasini uNkulunkulu sasigcinile sisayibambile inkosi yami sisathi nje kuyobonga namaqhawe aphiwe nemchela siyibambeni ke bangcwele ngoba silindelwe ekhaya uRhodzilo eGagasini egameni lika Jesu inkosi yomsini busise ngiyanithanda kakhulu ngothando lika Christu Jesu siyabonga ke bangcwele egameni lika Jesu uNkulunkulu anibusise haleluya
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise khothi. Good to hear from you again. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Chabalala Vusi, I will read this just after a jiffy.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Here's another one. Good evening Bafundi from Vusi Chabalala Zone 24 booking. Failing to thank God robs him of the credit he is due. Moses warned the Jews to not assume that they were responsible for their blessings. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. Deuteronomy 18:17, do not say in your heart, when the Lord your God has driven them away from you because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to take possession of this land. Rather, it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is dispossessing them before you. Deuteronomy 9 verses 4. Pride creates pressure to take credit for God's blessings. To fight that instinct, give God the credit for every blessing in your life. We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Pastor.
Mfundisi wamina.
Aphumelele lelibonga be radio podcast umsaka 20 indaba
letithokotisayo. Siyabonga mfundisi.
Eh pastor. Manje la uJesu mayifundisa umthandazi laphunda wafundwe abafundi bakhe. Akuloko umkhongela mawukufuma ka wena akute kuna mhaka kokufuma ka sikomu kungafiki ka vanhu mfundisi uyabona umbuso mfundisi le Mozambique wafika umbuso
mm
kuna zwathenza zaphela
yeah
Nala basikhona izinto ezayo uma kufika lombuso lo une justice kaNkuluNkulunkulu une justice wafika kwaqedwa konke mfundisi manje umbuso kaNkuluNkulunkulu uma ufika emuntwini kuphela wonke lento le mfundisi uma kungahambanga le pride ingahambanga emuntwini kuhlupha lapha kokutheni umuntu isuka angawumukela ngombuso lo mbuso mfundisi lo umbuso lo uma ufika emuntwini umuntu uba mnene umuntu uyathobeka umuntu uba nothando yamela pastor manje abantu labo umbuso bangafikanga kubo bamanjalo njengamafilisa noba ngumfilisa vela kazanga umfilisa vela mfundisi kuthi kunokuphenduka kakwazi kuthi kunokuba ngcwele umfundisa umfilisa kakwazi uzabe ngumfundisi elebe ngumfilisa engaphendukanga mfundisana izinto zakhe leziya
heyi madoda
abantu abaningi njeabona lokho mfundisi le-proud leyo mfundisi abantu labo mfundisi baphezulu kakhulu noma nganamali sekuhlupha ukuthi manje sivame kakhulu lesifo kulaba abanemali nabo efundisi banaso kakhulu ngoba bakhulana basuka nasibe bancane abancane ukuthi mhlawumbe uthathe ukufuzelo kuyise noma komkhulu abe njalo nje aza abe enkozini enkozini baze bamgcoba abe bishop archbishop njalo nje umfilista
Kalmambo mfundisi wamina na Kenza. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hey, Putwami!
Ah, so bored of my brother, Radio.
Kunjani kodwa lapho.
Unkulunkulu usilondolozile my brother.
Asibonge kakhulu.
Ubulise kumfundisi uKhadebe noPostor Motha.
Amen.
Amen.
Itopic pride. Ipride brother is ifo lena iyo phone satana ayisebenzisayo emasontweni.
Mm.
Bakuma bantu ukugudlula abantu ukuthi baguqele yena.
Mm.
Jesu.
Mm.
Bese bengakhonza uJesu Kristu. Not doing the will of God anymore. UNkulunkulu ebeke imithetho yakhe. Abantu bayiphikise babuswe inyama, balalele inyama. Iyona ethi ungumnumzane manje nako konke kufanele uthathe umfazi wesibili noma wesithathu.
Hey madodhe.
Uzoba umnumzane ngempela. Pride lena the people want to satisfy their sexual passions, brother.
Hey, my dad.
I pride yenza abantu babe abakhohlisi. Njalo betshela abanye ukuthi they are so righteous. Kepha bazi ukuthi izinhliziyo zabo zifana namanje, brother. Abana nembeza abafuna ukusiza abanye abantu. Abampofu. I pride yenza abantu abanako nabenza uthole bafuna ukudlalela i-red carpet. Kutshele wonke umuntu kusama Brom Peter ngemisebenzi yakhe. I-pride leyo. Kepha izwi lithi kithi sonke, if you want to boast, let us boast only about the Lord. Masizonde i-pride, Brother Ray. Yona arrogance, corruption, and perverse issues. Uthola umuntu ekhuluma amazwi azokuhlaza, akuhlaze ngamazwi nje. Akutshela ukuthi uyini wena. You are nothing. Ngibonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, my brother and friend. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Nayo ikubusise, my brother. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly. 012-334-1322. I promised you El DeBarge. These were us never to do these songs again. Hey, you know, we play it.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
The manner in which he sings this song and the joy that is in that. Instruction was gotten out that, hey, munna, ustolo opela kamkho munna, otherwise rita uncha. We'll take you out. Anna. Yeah. Mlungi Simbonani says, greetings, seventh and seventh of God. Pride is a deep pleasure or satisfaction gained from achievements, qualities, or possessions. Meaning, pride comes as a result of worshipping what you've achieved. In different aspects, whether in church-wise or secular-wise. So, in all, the love of money is the root of pride, jealousy, and all sort of evil. But pride is involved. Oppression manifests as a result of pride, which has distributed by the love of money, possessions, positions, and so on. All of that is caused by walking according to the flesh, and pride causes all sorts of bitterness against other people, whether in the church or outside the church. That is Mlungisi Mbonani saying that. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Radio Pulpit, yaka umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Let's listen to Bishop Makua Papana Lady.
Divine greetings, beloved pastors, Pastor Ray Dumela Tsalayami.
Thank you, sir.
Re leboga mogau wa letsatsi la gompieno, re leboga mogau wa gore fitlhela re se sepe wa re phahamisa raba batho. Raipona, Rabera Swengela, the source of Mohau. Hey, baruti ba ka re ke tsene tabeng. Pride, go ikhogomosa, go ipona, go swenka, go tsatsanka. Gare ya mo lentse la modimo in the book of Daniel chapter 4. Let's quickly read verse 30. Father, your word is sharper than any double-edged sword. Speak, my Father. We are ready to hear your word and to change. Verse 30, the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I've built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? The word of God on verse 31 says, while the words was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven. Judgment word saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. Barutibaka, you see, we all have kingdoms. Every blessing that God has bestowed or blessed us with is our own kingdom. And the important thing is to bow down to the source of our kingdom, healing the master, the owner himself, Jehovah Elohim.
Hallelujah.
The main problem is that once you shift your eyes from the source and you look at the product, pride will start. You we tend to forget gore dilo tse di tswa kae. And that is exactly where pride comes in. Nebuchadnezzar was a wonderful man, but after abona the production itsamaya sentle, the products di bonagala muso wa gagwe o gotse, a shifta mahlwa gagwe a lebala ka modimo wa Daniele, a thoma go ba more absorbed by the production in abona ileng his kingdom. That's why he became extremely arrogant and very proud. I bet Hamafatla, this is the kingdom that I have built with my own hands. And Mudimu Arna Hatsamike Barutibaka, our God is not a God of the Mickey Mouse and Tom and Jerry's. He is the God of honor. He's Jehovah Elohim. Judgment dea hai chaere kausani. This is a clear message that we must really humble ourselves at all times. Wa bona ke tlhompha motho o ile ngore ile mohumi mara o tle utlwe batho ba re motho ke mohumi o sa bone selo rena le ntate mo mapopane ba re ke Ponkana. I think we need to salute this man of God, Ponkana Funeral Parlor. You know him, Babanji. Yeah. Hey, that man, I've never seen such a humble man in the history of my life. I believe most South Africa, he appears among the top 10 most humble, richest men by the Horoka Saboni. That is the humbleness we need. Now, Muruti Kemudimo Atoma Beaman Tse Okona who minister on the pulpit, we change. Retoma Hobona ministering Ralebala, the source of the one, the source, Irikriang Mansuya Rea ministerang, Mansuya are prophet Ankaona, Rea Toma Ralebala, Ralebella prophecy, Raipona Rele, the great prophets. No wonder why Renalabo prophet Ganda, O prophet the cloud rider, storm rider, dooms prayer. We've got all this nonsense because Mudimu Warefa, but at the end we shift our focus, Rasheba Dilotseu, and about to foolish Galatians, Lebona, they will start to idolize you. Bagopeta on the shoulder, Bagobiza, my daddy, my papa, my what, my general, my master prophet, Geofetsa wa phahama. And you forget about the God who has called you for his own kingdom's sake. So herga tseba hore the kingdom er operating ka yona as the many kingdoms tserna le tsona mo lefatseng, we serve under the kingdom of Jehovah Elohim, and we must never shift our focus from that. Herga shifta, pride will take over, and pride will lead to God's urgent judgment. Rayo fele tsare phela leng le dipologolo tsa naga. Let us humble ourselves at all times, in seasons, out of seasons. Let us humble ourselves. Let us focus upon the Lord, and all this shall be added unto us. And di kasere laole di lotse, di kasere manipulate or lebaleka mudimu arona refelletse ile rona letsona. May God help us to avoid being proud, yes, to avoid being proud, and to discard pride out of our lives. Satane o ne a na le pride, a lose studio sa gagwe ko le godimong. Nebuchadnezzar o ne a na le pride, the kingdom was taken from him. Saul, King Saul, ne a na le pride, a na le pride ya ora ka se consult from Modimo, e le khosi a yo consult. Bible e re God took his kingdom and gave it to the humble man, the humble young boy David, the man after God's own heart. Modimo a tlhonolo fatse ke Bishop Prince Papa na Lady Simeon wa Makua, Divine Kingdom Church, Mabopane Secondary School, where 100% word is spoken without compromising. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Makua, thank you so much. My friend, I really appreciate you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Sipo, let me bring this to you, my friend. Hey, listen to this. There is one thing also. Amongst the seven that the father hates, that's a proud look. That is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. A proud look. Ukubukeka kokuzizindla nokuziqhenya. UNkulunkulu akayithandi leyo nto, Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. God does not work nabantu who've got the pride heart. And it's also said, this pride from this Iba Paratin is when we cannot even say it. Hey. That is why we made two chapters, I mean, Mark chapter 7, verse 22. Uti theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, and evil eyes, blame, I mean, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within.
Sipho, ibambe lapho kancane, asifake umfundisi uMwamba. Mfundisi wamina.
Mwamba, Pastor.
Kan mambo mfundisi wamina.
Mfundisi, lento leya, iumoya.
Yeah.
Manje, angeke kuzithola mfundisi na unomoya.
Yeah, ne.
Eh, ana wabona umoya kaNkulunkulu masemzimbeni yethu lo. Uma senkonzweni yakubuka mfundisi. Eh, uyabonakalisa ukuthi ukhona la kithi.
Yesh.
Manje ke nalo umoya lo okukhukhumaya lo. Uhlala ukukhona umuntu nawusuku uzosuka kuphela uma kungena umuntu wejustice kaNkulunkulu. Abantu ufuna bazi ukuthi umuntu uma ekhukhumele akasindisiwe mfundisi. Kalibambe baso.
Thank you so much ukukhukhumala vela umuntu akasindiswanga. Ma ukhukhumele, ya ngempela. Hayi, iqinise liphelele. Sipho.
All these evil things come from within and they defile the man. Fundis, pride ubali one of those things that makes us kube defiled kumuntu phambi kaNkulunkulu. Yingakho kumele siku avoid at all costs because ukusikhukhumeza njengoba ufundile mfundisi ukuthi uNkulunkulu he counts it among those things that he hates. You cannot be hated by God and claim ukuthi wena umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Pride yele to Satane from izulu alahlele emhlabeni because God cannot tolerate pride. That is why we need to cleanse ourselves by reading the word and becoming doers of the word. Unless otherwise we are of doomed. Ngoba igcineni sizoyikulahlwa silahlwe ipride. As one of the callers eshilo mfundisi ukuthi umuntu one pride I think ube umfundisi Moto, yes, ethi umuntu one pride akafundiseki mfundisi. Nomuntu one pride futhi uma umtshela ukuthi une pride ukutshela kahlithi nomoya. That is why we need to do self introspection.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Smanga there says, good evening, Brother Ray. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. We must consider our old sinful nature executed and live according to the word of God. Regards, Simanga. I read what they have written and I'm grateful. Thank you so much, Simanga. All right. And Mlungi Simbonani says, a person who's possessed by pride is so much dictating wherever he or she goes and hears. And he hates correction and advices. He loves to tell people he or she don't want to be told. And he or she is so much defensive to avoid correction. You will never see or hear him admitting his or her wrongs. He can use even scriptures to justify his doings of being pride. Ay, 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 ay. All right. Here's another one from Dingan. He says, evening, Bafundisi. What a topic, Brother Ray. What's painful about pride is that the more you see yourself going up, the more you go down. It deceives the owner. Even though you achieve a promotion or position, but you're still struggling emotionally and psychologically, still there's no peace. Still you don't enjoy what you do or what you achieved because you're failing. You're falling apart time to time. And also ignoring the saying of the Lord and the doings is opposite and doing the opposite. And he says them, and also ignoring or doing the opposite is pride because no one knows better than God. That is what Dingan is saying. Siyabonga ke Dingan, siyabonga mfowethu. Sibonga kakhulu inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
Tune in for a special Ascension Day service on the 9th of May as Radio Pulpit and Radio Cape Pulpit honor and celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Join us at 10 a.m. in the morning at the Radio Pulpit offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria, where our own Vaynard Rousseau will deliver an inspiring message. Experience uplifting praise and worship led by our CEO, Carl Verhoef, and the Radio Pulpit Band, with a warm welcome from Reverend Hermie Dahmans, Chairperson of the Radio Pulpit Board of Directors. Don't forget to bring your own chair. Admission is free and love offerings are appreciated. Can't join us in person? Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM or Radio Cape Pulpit 729 AM or stream online via our apps or websites at radiopulpit.co.za or capepulpit.co.za. For more information, contact Letsy on 012-334-1284 or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We are here 24 hours with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Mfundisi Motha, I'm looking at Proverbs 28, verses 25. Who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Elohim will be prospered. When we are proud, we are stirring up strife within ourselves. We are stirring up violence within our souls. Pride is a violence. It's a violation of the soul. Mfundisi Motha.
Absolutely, Mfundisi. That is why even pride, when you don't address them with their title, they get so offended. Gobengathi umuntu so uthathe into enkulu yakhe. Alwe abe so violently, even though not physical. Ati before I show I want to address this. I am not a pastor, I am a bishop. We are born in Leon to Leo. A letter, a pride, Mfundisi, yenza ukuthi ungabi nokuthula in your heart, within your heart and within your soul. And you will always burst out in violence and in argument. It brings even contention, nogulwa, within yourself. Because before ukuthi ukulwa or violently kuqale kumanifest, it starts within yourself. Within yourself. If you do not have peace, you cannot be able to give people what you do not have. You know, you cannot be so gently if you are not even gently within yourself. You're not even gently on your own. You cannot be able to love other people if you do not love yourself. You cannot be able to respect others if you do not respect yourself. So, violently, if umuntu ongenako vele ukuthula empilweni yakho, you will always be violently, and violence in Mfundisi, its end is death, is destruction. That is why, you know, the word of God in Proverbs 16 verse 18, it says that pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. In other words, Uma une pride, actually, it is just a prophecy that your life is going to be, is going towards failure or to a future failure. Destruction is guaranteed. When you have pride, destruction is guaranteed. But one thing I know for sure, if you are truly born again, uamukele Jesu as the Lord and your Savior, He dwells and lives in your heart. You cannot live in your heart while you have pride. The two cannot live together because our Lord is so meek, so gently, so loving, you know, so lowly. So when you are so proud or have the spirit of pride in your life, we need to examine ourselves, do introspection. Are we really born again or we are just saying it? Because it has just become like a lifestyle. But have we devoted ourselves? Have we given ourselves unto Him? Have we given our heart? Or have we moved our hearts closer to Him? Because when we do that, He gets or moves closer to us. So, Mfundisi, pride, it leads to violence. A pride, it leads to destruction. It leads to failure.
Amen.
Uma unokuzikhukhumeza awunako ukujabula, awunako ukuthula. The only thing you will always be suffering emotionally, psychological, and to your physical life.
True.
Exciting news. Calling all students and travelers. Hop on our new routes. Travel now from Pretoria to Port Elizabeth or back via Fort Beaufort. Our popular stops include Johannesburg, Potchefstroom, Klerksdorp, Welkom, Bloemfontein, Queenstown, Fort Beaufort and Grahamstown. Contact us now on 021-380-4400. Chat with us on WhatsApp, Twitter or at intercape.co.za. You could also book your ticket at any one of our offices countrywide. Intercape. Safe, dependable, affordable.
All right. I promised you also Howard Hewitt. Let me do a snippet of this before we close. It's a beautiful song. He was also told, hey, don't sing this. Sing love songs, man. He was barred from singing this. Call his name. That's how this song is dangerous. Call his name. Yahushai.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Oh man, we can continue with this. But time is gone. Yeah, man. Call his name. And of course, look. Sipho, what do you say finally? We have, something. Let me read for you. Hosea chapter 7, verse 10. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face. But they do not return to the Elohim, Yahuwah, nor seek him for all this. Pride talks to the face of Israel, but doesn't seek the Elohim. Eish, yeah. Sipho, let me give you a minute. Go for it.
That's pride. In other words, if we don't receive Christ being the center of our life, trying to live without him, definitely we are in the attitude of saying we're pride, even though we say it unwittingly. So it is true, we need to get away with pride in our life by accepting Jesus Christ being the Savior and Lord of our life.
Absolutely. Mfundis Mota, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, sir.
My brother, Sibonga kakhulu, glory to the Father, be blessed, and the family, Makaya, Mfundisi Sipho, be blessed, my brother, ngiyamthanda kakhulu, siyabonga.
Awuzweke, Sipho Paulos, siyabonga kakhulu, tata.
Awusimbonga uJesu, nina bakwa propose running, Mr. MacGyver, go so much in the streets, and doing some more time, my ahle.
Ati MacGyver, hey, my tata. Siyabonga kakhulu Sipho. Next week, let us talk about self-will. Yeah, intando yethu. Mani ngabheka ama cellphone wenu, sebayathumela, singithumela ama message akhona. Self-will, what it is even all about. Abantu benza intando zabo bese babaceda bathi bawo mayenziwe intando yakho. Kodwa elokwenza eyakhe. Hey, my daughter. Asibongeni kakhulu inkosi nibusise. Good night to you.
Thank you, my brother.
Awuzweke. And of course, thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory. Thank you for the WhatsApps and the calls. Thank you for praying for us all the time. It's been great. It's an honor to be with you. It's great to be in a ministry together with you. May the Father be glorified. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. May he be glorified. And as we see his salvation through his Son, Yahushai HaMashiach, and his Holy Spirit upon us, his Ruach HaKodesh upon us each and every time, guiding us into all truth. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Be blessed. Tuda Rabbah.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Songs of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.